Boots melting, guns jamming and communication problems. They're all images that have given the British Army a bit of a bad name over the last few months in the continuing campaign against terrorism in Afghanistan, rightly or wrongly. Now, though, an Oxfordshire company is to upgrade old-fashioned communications equipment which can't cope with desert heat. The hardware firm Blazepoint, based in Childgrove, announced today it had won the £4.3 million contract. Let's find out what's going to be in that contract now, because Paul Cooper has come into the studio. He's the managing director of Blazepoint. Thanks for coming in. What's your core work?
The first phase of the project is to provide approximately 2,000 A4 computer printers for headquarters systems on part of a project called Bowman.
So what is the problem at the moment with the communications equipment? And has any of it been used in Afghanistan?
I imagine so, yes. The Bowman project is a 20-year project, I think, now to replace and upgrade secure voice and data systems for the Army. So this is the platform that they're going to use, really, for the next 20 years.
So we could be talking about, what, communication between tanks, that type of...
All communications, both from the headquarters right down to the platoon and between vehicles as well.
Why can't it cope with the heat then at the moment, and how is your equipment going to help?
Some of it probably can, but our equipment has to be specified to work in all sorts of extremes. It can be in extremes of cold, extremes of heat, shock and vibration environments, and certainly water ingress, dust ingress. We have to cope with whatever wherever the Army finds itself in action.
Sure. I was saying in the introduction, probably a little bit unfairly, about the problems the Army's had recently, and this perception of Dad's Army and boots melting and the like. But do you think your will go at least some way to improving that image?
I'm sure it will, yes. I mean, this is a very large contract. I think it's the largest undertaking the Army's ever carried out in the IT
Absolutely.
Field.
£4.3 million. Obviously, clearly good news for your company. You employ around 48 people.
Yeah.
Clearly going to strengthen your company's workforce and certainly your share price as well, by all accounts.
Yes, I think our share price went up a little today, which is always good news, but... The contract will underpin the Defence Division for the next 4 to 5 years, and hopefully will lead to a lot more business as well.
Now it says here you're going to be making 2,000 new printers used by the system bomb-proof. How do you make a printer bomb-proof?
Well, I'm not sure they'll be bomb-proof, but they'll certainly be extremely rugged.
I bet they will. Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. Paul Cooper there, the Managing Director of Blazepoint, the company based here in Oxfordshire, in Childgrove, who just be given a contract worth £4.3 million to help the British Army in the IT field.